they call, I know not where. The folks you meet all know a thing or two. Lived a lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his day. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. In the evening in the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his yodel. As the cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodel. Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling the ditty, and a company was oddity. Then he said, look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with the oddity. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. Then our hero took the tip and packed his trip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If the Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he yodel-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Soon he met a little maiden who was talent who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his yodel-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain.
Yes, yourself. This is the Wednesday morning after. My name is Zeke. I'm hanging out here with Margo. It's November 4th. And last night I had a wonderful, wonderful time going to see the Dzurek sisters. Or not the Dzurek sisters. I got to see the new Cackle sisters, who were doing a cover band of the Dzurek sisters. And for those of you who didn't know, the Dzurek sisters were what we just heard over there. And they were these wonderful, wonderful singers from the 30s and 40s. These two sisters who yodeled, as you could hear. Yeah, Margo's here with the weather. It's 7:06.
Yodeling was big then.
Pardon?
Yodeling was big around.
And yodeling is getting bigger and bigger and bigger these days, too.
Well, they kept it together. They kept it up, I think.
Yes.
Through the years. Mm-hmm. So I was going to say through the centuries, but... Yeah, hangover. Mm-hmm. All right.
You got a hangover?
No.
Oh.
It was like a Halloween hangover, you know, centuries and centuries. No, uh-huh. No.
Candy overdose, huh?
No.
Okay. There's also, got part three of the interview with Ben Klein, who runs Division Gallery. Got The Big Idea, got Democracy Now!, got The Burger Report, and Sammy's coming in with something or other. But yes, I wanted to talk...
Movie calendar. That's Sammy.
That's there?
Yeah,
okay, so he's got a movie calendar, okay, in case you want to go sit in a dark place and not talk to anybody. But no, I wanted to talk about the new Cackle Sisters, and the new Cackle Sisters are playing at Usine Say, which is, where's Usine Say? It's, they don't give me an address here on the press release. It's Visitation just below Ontario, and they're playing on the... What would it be? Just tonight and tomorrow night. And tickets go from, if you're under the age of 30, they're dirt cheap. If you're over the age of 65, they're sort of muddy cheap. And if you're in between the ages of 30 and 65, they're not expensive at all. I think it goes between 20 and 30 bucks. And it's worth every darn penny, because it is the sort of thing where, I never ever thought that I'd be able to get to see the anybody do Dzurek Sisters music live. Because did you hear, Margaret, were you paying attention to the song that I played at the top?
I heard.
Did you like that?
It was okay. They yodeling.
Yes.
I think it has to do with endurance.
Endurance?
And endurance and tonation.
No, it just has to do with moving your throat, going, yolehihu.
No, tonation and the duration of the yoga, especially when you're doing a competition. That's what I...
But this isn't a competition. This is a performance.
I know that.
Can you yodel? I think that's a no.
I can sing. Okay. But yodeling is different.
But yeah, basically, the New Cackle Sisters show is, what's their name? Gabrielle Boutelier, Dania Ortman, and Jasmine Cloutier, who started doing this all in about 2006 or so, which is when there's a CD that came out that had the Arizona Yodeler, which is the song that I got there that I played, and another one as well. And that's, I got the same CD that they did, and basically... My head exploded upon hearing it, as I imagined. There it is. The difference, though, is that they sing and play guitar. And, they turned it into a stage show. To give you a basic synopsis and idea of what it is a very Dada-esque stage show, i.e. there is no narrative whatsoever, no story. They just have a lot of props. They play a... have you ever seen anybody play a ironing board?
No, but one of those washboards I've seen.
You know, they have a washboard as well, but ironing board as a guitar.
No. And that must be interesting, though.
That's very cool. And then have you ever heard a peach jar solo?
See now, that string?
No. You know, jar of peaches?
It's like a...
Canned peaches?
Oh.
Homemade canned peaches?
All right.
They play the jar.
Okay, the jar.
The jar, yes. And yes, they put Gabrielle and Dania through various all sorts of things on tractor seats. Yeah, very lots of practice. It's workshopping this.
That's why I looked at you funny.
Workshopping this must have been amazing. I just was completely and utterly flabbergasted.
I'm sorry.
You want me to turn off your microphone if you're mumbling there?
Peaches, peach juice, or just, you know.
Peach jar. It's a peach. They played a peach.
Peach pie.
Jar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 That's what I said.
Yummy.
Practice.
And yes. Let's get back to focusing. Should I just turn off your microphone? The one thing that sort of, I don't know what I actually made it possible is that if you notice the Dessert Sisters go off at about 6,000 miles an hour. There, it's the New Cackle Sisters are slightly slower. So there, if you remember the song that I played at the top of the hour, now check out this version, which is a slowed-down version of the Dessert Sisters.
Way out in Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two, lived a lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his oldie-de-de-de-doo. And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. In the evening in the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his yodel. As his cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodel. Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling the ditty, and a company was oddity. Then he said, "Look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with the oddity." And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song this week or pray. Then our hero took the dip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If the Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he yodeled. Soon he met a little maiden who with talent who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his yodeled. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song the sweet refrain. I did it.
hit the wrong button. That was the speeded up version. This is the slower version.
Way out in Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two, lived a lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his ability to do. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain.
And now you can hear how... By slowing it down, you can actually sing along. And that's where, yeah, I wish that the new Cackle Sisters could have sung as fast as the real Cackle or the old Cackle Sisters. But unfortunately, or I don't know, maybe they have to just practice more. But yes, more speed. There's also the whole concept that the only other small disappointment I would have had is that... they didn't have enough saw. Margo, have you ever heard somebody play the saw?
See? You asked me questions, and you told me I have to turn off the microphone.
No, I kept your microphone on.
Okay.
I asked if you wanted your microphone turned off.
No. Oh, yes, you did. That's
exactly.
True.
I didn't
That's
turn
true.
It off. I just asked, and you said no, and so I kept it on.
Oh, you're kind.
Fine.
No, the singing and the yodeling is cool, though,
yes,
because it's, like I said, it takes practice. You just can't do that.
I agree.
Where everything's like balanced like that, they have good tonation.
Yes, and you should see them
live. With the yodeling and with the singing.
Yes, you should see them doing it live.
Wow, that's cool.
But have you ever seen somebody play a saw?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the two disappointments I had were that the new Cackle Sisters weren't playing fast enough. They were playing slow. But it's the sort of thing where I would have to sing it even slower if I was going to sing along, and I wouldn't even be in tune. And then the other thing that I was disappointed with was that there wasn't enough saw.
I don't know. I think that's a seasonal thing.
You think it's a seasonal thing?
Yes. With the washboard banjo, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, they do Dada stuff. Each song is basically done up as a sort of set piece where they bring in props of sort of like from junk stores that they got of stuff from the 30s and 40s, and they go around and do various bizarre, they put themselves into various bizarre positions and move things around and sort of make wonderful music while making you laugh because of their sort of situation.
Do you think they got it from the junk store? Oh, it was told that was their tools, and they brought it, and they found a way to, you know, when you do something, you have beats and rhythms and the things you do every day, and so those are like everyday things, and it's like just putting them together, and it's like, and you can hear the rhythm, and if you get really good, it really sounds good.
Maybe we can try and get which one, Jasmine
and banjo too.
What's his name? Jasmine Cloutier, who's the guitarist, Daniel Ortman, and Gabriel Boutillier into studio, so as we can talk to them, hear them sing live.
Oh.
How do you would you like to see that and them come here to sing live?
To sing live?
Yeah.
Are they going to bring a banjo and everything?
I would imagine it'd be possible, yeah.
Did you say guitar? You said guitar.
Guitar, banjo, washboard, saw.
You know.
Don't forget the ironing board.
How do you call it? They're called antique instruments instrument. It's a name for those type of instruments.
Strings? Stringed instruments?
No, it's not a modern name. It's for ancient.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
I highly, highly recommend it. I'm going to try and convince Margo that she should go
highly
see it.
Highly recommend it.
Yes, and then I might even try and figure out getting some way to get them to come in and sing live.
Way out in Arizona, in a town they call Winona, where the folks you meet all know a thing or two, lived a lad of great ambition, who had set as his life's mission to excel upon his ability to do. And he'd play a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song, the sweet refrain. In the evening in the cactus, he would get a lot of practice on his yodeling. As the cattle he was trailing, you would always hear him wailing on his yodeling. Ba-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Once a big shot from the city heard him warbling the ditty, and a company was oddity. Then he said, "Look here, my sonny, you can make a lot of money with the oddity." And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song this sweet refrain. Then our hero took the tip and packed his grip and took a trip and soon was singing o'er the radio to you. If the Swiss heard what he's earning, green with envy they'd be turning when he oodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. Soon he met a little maiden who with talent who was laden, and she fell for him like flowers for the dew. And he wished not to evade her, and he used to serenade her with his oodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. And he played a little tune on his Spanish guitar. He'd mingle with a song the sweet refrain.
And yes, we're back once again. Margo, you there?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about some weather stuff like that? Let people know how wonderful day it is?
Talk about weather?
I don't know. You don't want to talk about weather? You don't want to do that?
Atmospherically, probably.
Okay.
But to speak about the weather, that means that we're just like conversing about temperature and whether it was or not a nice day. So it's kind of, how do you call that?
I don't know. Would you
know, light talk or something.
Chit-chat.
Really?
Uh-huh. Or would you prefer that I tell you again that going to see the New Cackle Sisters is a wonderful and amazing idea, and hearing the yodeling. I'm on a yodel fix today.
Oh, so was the weather nice when you went?
It was indoors. It didn't matter what the weather was. It was dark.
No, but when you went...
It was dark.
It was clear in the evening.
Yes.
Ah, see? Mm-hmm. There you go. And it didn't rain, so that's pretty good. And when was this? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, the New Cackle Sisters at Eugene Say. It was wonderful, phenomenal, and amazing, and I'm going to probably annoy a whole whack of people all day long today as I yodel and trill. Yodel-le-le-hee-hoo.
Uh-huh. But see, there was a 60% chance last night of rain, so you're lucky. So it didn't rain. It was clear, a nice autumn night. So that's nice. At least you have a good... Constitution. Between sunrise and sunset today, though, it's going to be sunny, okay, and a probability of a mix of sun and cloud near noon, because tomorrow it's supposed to have like 40% chance.